Is there a godly way to discipline your children? Join Gloria Copeland and the Copeland Girls on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as they share their experiences in raising kids God's way.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I have some very important guests with me. I've known these women for quite a few years, and they have wisdom to offer you. I have Kelly, my daughter Kelly, John's wife and my daughter-in-law Marty, Terry and George's wife Terry, Ken's daughter Terry, and we are here to expound on raising children, and we've been doing this for weeks. And I've asked Kelly to talk about something today that's very controversial, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, so if you want to know, you're going to have to listen. I want to read this scripture to you in the Amplified Bible, a familiar scripture, John 10:10. This is the plan of God for your life. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy, Jesus said. I came that they may have and enjoy life. Jesus said, I came that they may have and enjoy life. Have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Now, Jesus' plan for us is to overflow with life, have an abundant life, a blessed life. The thief, who is the devil, who steals and kills and destroys, that's what he does. And so when you're making your choices in life, you are choosing God's way or you are going the way of darkness, which is the way the world goes. The world goes the opposite direction of God. Natural thinking without God's input into it is in opposition to godly thinking. So that's why it's so important that we get in the Word of God and we do what the Bible talks about. We renew our thinking. We renew our mind to the Word of God, to agree with Him. If you get born again and you never spend time in the Word, you're going to continue to live pretty much the way you did before you got born again. But if you spend time in the Word, as you spend time in the Word, faith comes, revelation comes, you see truth. And what does truth do? Truth makes us free. Glory to God. And we're talking about that today in a lot of ways. And I've asked Kelly to deal with something that to the world is controversial, but in the Bible is pretty cut and dried. So Kelly, surprise us with what that is. Because I know you know, and I know you've subscribed to the Bible way of raising your children.
I do. And, you know, we have to decide, in all of your ways acknowledge Him.
That's right.
And He will direct your path. Lean not to your own understanding, but you acknowledge Him. You acknowledge Him as being Lord. You know, we could be saved all day long and have Jesus in our heart all day long, going to heaven when we die.
Yeah.
But if we don't make Him the Lord of our life, and really, that's what we talk about, living in the master plan, connecting to the master plan. That's what we're talking about, is making Him Lord. You know, yesterday I said,
master.
You know, I talked to you the last couple of days about not making your own choices, about not experimenting with your own choices. God gave us that free gift of choice. He gave Adam and Eve a choice, but He wanted them to choose His way. He wanted them to choose life, like Mother was talking about, and they didn't. They chose to listen to the enemy, and they got a revelation of evil.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they didn't have a revelation of evil. And actually, if you dig that out, it says, Satan said to her, you will know good and evil. Well, God could have told them about evil without having to have intimate knowledge and fellowship with evil.
That's right.
But that's what the devil gave them, was he kill, steal, and destroy. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. And then you see, you know, they lost a son. Murder happened. I mean, it was bad stuff. But if they had chosen, if their choice had been to choose what God says. So when I say don't experiment with your own choices, we have choice. But I'm not choosing my own way.
That's right.
If I choose my way, I'm going the devil's way. There's not three ways. There's two ways.
That's right.
I really just think I'm choosing my own way. But if it's not God's way, then it's that dissenting voice that
says,
you can fix this yourself. Satan never comes to you and goes, hey, go my way.
I'm the devil.
I hate your guts.
Yeah,
he doesn't
right.
say that. He goes, you can go your own way.
He's all about
pride.
Or
you're missing something.
You're missing something. God's just keeping something from you. And he tries to do that with kids and their parents, saying, your parents are just trying to keep something from you. You need to do your own thing. Well, you know, I told you the other day, the Bible, I believe that real foolishness is pushing wisdom away.
Yes, that's
right. You begin to teach your children, dig into Proverbs, and he will even tell you how to raise and discipline your children. It's all there. Mm-hmm. You just have to dig it out a little bit. And I always talk to my kids about don't push wisdom away. This is the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God comes to you through me. Yeah. I am your best tool.
That's right.
The face of wisdom for you. You know, you teach your kids, listen to me. Because
that's true.
If your kids, and I tell my kids this, or I used to tell them all the time. Thankfully, they don't have to hear it all the time now. They now operate in it themselves. But it's not about cleaning the room and taking the trash out. It's about you submitting to what I say so that you can submit to what God says. You know, if I am telling Max, take out the trash. Well, the world's not going to fall apart if he doesn't take out the trash. But why do I need to discipline him for such a seemingly no big deal thing? Why? Because if he can't obey me, my face is right here. He doesn't have to try hard to listen. He doesn't have to check his spirit and get quiet to listen to me. He just has to hear what I'm saying and go do it. And if he can't submit to that, how is he going to turn inward and hear the voice of the Lord who, when he calls, when he says do this, when he says jump, when he says run, when he says don't go that way to the store, I want my son to listen.
That's right.
When he says don't go that way to school, when he says make a right instead of a left, when he says stop right now, I want my son to listen. And so if he won't submit to me, he won't submit to God either. The Lord told me one time, he said, you are building a tabernacle. When I discipline my kids, you are building a tabernacle for me and my spirit to dwell. You know, the Lord will dwell with them when you're obedient. He'll walk with you. Yes, he lives in us if we ask him in, but he can't talk to people that won't listen to him. So you build a tabernacle for him to dwell. Psalm 127:1 says, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep a city. You know, in the Old Testament, when I read that word city is used a lot. The city of the Lord for us is our heart. That's where he dwells. Unless the Lord keeps your child's heart. It says the watchman waketh, but in vain. Mom and dad are awake all night worrying, but in vain. If you don't let the Lord build your house and build your child, if you don't do things his way. You know, in the Old Testament, when it talks about the temple, the tabernacle. In Exodus, I have all that written down here somewhere. Oh, in Exodus 27:8. He gives the plans. He says, for this altar, you make it this wide, this tall, this long. You put these rings on it. He gave the plan. And then in Exodus 38, it says, and they built it and they made it this wide and this tall. And this, they built it just
exactly.
And in Exodus 27, he said, build it just as you were shown. He gave a plan. Well, he's done that in our lives. The Bible says that he planned our life before the foundation of the world. One of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 139. It says that he has written all of our days before we ever lived them. Every moment of our days he had written before we ever lived. And so he has given us a plan for disciplining our children. And the world doesn't agree with it. But if we want the plan of God, then we need to do things his way and let him build this house according to his plan. You know, if I say, even when I'm in church, it happens every time. When I'm where I've been teaching people, you go, you know, the Bible says, spare the rod and you. And I just pause, and I'm sure many of you probably thought, spare the rod, spoil the child. Mm-hmm. But the word says, if you spare the rod, you hate your child. Now, I didn't say that. The Bible says that. And do you think that was just true during the Bible days, but it's not true now? It's true now. I mean, you will, if you do not discipline your child according to the Word of God, then, A, you might end up literally hating your children. It happens every day. That's people right. hate their children. They're like, I'm so ready for you to go off and be on your own. You might literally hate them, but in the end, it says, let me just read that to you. It says in Proverbs 13:24, those who spare the rod of discipline hate their children. Those who love their children care enough to discipline them. It's not easy to be consistent. Sometimes you may find it hard to do it, and it may feel like I'm hurting my child. But if you understand, get dig in the Word. Understand what the purpose is. If you understand it, and if you'll teach your children what you're doing, you'll find life in His words.
And you know, Kelly, one thing that you say, too, that's so good is just about discipline your children is, you know, doing it in love. Mm-hmm. Clarifying that you you spank your child, but you don't beat your child.
No.
It talks about spare the rod, it's not talking about, you know, an unloving discipline. It's talking about sitting down and, you know, saying, I love you, and let's look at the Word.
Absolutely.
And what should you have done, and that child knows that he's loved and that you're correcting him in love, and having that environment, that's really, really important.
Not in anger.
No.
Yeah, not
Finding
in anger.
Some opportunity to
not
release
that we
your
have
anger.
It all. Corrected our children in anger. I'm going to confess right here on TV.
What translation did you read 13:24 in?
The New Living. You know, it's, Marty, that's crucial. In fact, I'll go so far as to say that if you don't correct your child, if you don't discipline them in love, it is child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right. When you discipline in love, it's not about you. It's not about making you feel better. It's about
or ending the noise.
No, it's not about ending the noise. It's about loving your child. The Bible says that foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod will drive it far from him. And the scripture I was telling you a while ago, Proverbs, I think that's Proverbs 19:3, the foolishness of a man twists his way. So foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. That's absolutely normal for kids to want to do things their own way. When you hear that word foolishness, you need to think about doing things your own way.
Mm-hmm.
That's natural, but the rod will drive it away. But if you leave it there in a man, it will twist his way. What's that talking about? The master plan. It's going to screw up the plan that the Lord has and the way that the Lord's put in front of him. And so when you discipline, you do it in love. It's not about you. It's about them. It's about keeping them in that place, keeping them where they're obedient to you, and therefore they're going to be obedient to God. It's about, you know, purpose. It's all about purpose, too. Your purpose in disciplining them is this. It is for them to repent. I was having the hardest time with Max, you know, when he was little, and I just felt like I'm spanking him, and I said, it's not working.
Kelly, you spank your children?
I said it. I said that to the
Lord.
The
world thinks you're not supposed to spank your children, but God says you're supposed to
discipline. God says to do it, so are we going to go our plan?
Yeah.
Are we going to go the master plan? I decided way back then to go with the master plan.
That's right.
But at that time, I didn't really understand what I was doing as much. And I understood more on Max than I did with the girls, just from, you learn, you know, when you go through, he's the youngest. And so I was glad I had all that understanding behind me when I actually had him. But I had decided to do things God's way, but one day I was questioning the Lord. And I said, Lord, I'm spanking him. I wanted to go, I'm doing this your way, and it's not working. But the Lord spoke up very quickly in my heart, and he said, you're putting your own experience up against my word. I started to cry. I was driving the car. I started to cry. No, repent, Lord. I know your word works. Just help me. And it was just like the next day that a friend said to me, are you spanking him till he repents? And I said, huh? What? I had no idea what my purpose was. I'm like, if he does something kind of bad, he gets 2. And if he does something really super bad, maybe I'll give him 4. There's no purpose
four
in
licks.
That. Four licks. And there's no purpose in that. And so I said, I don't know what you're talking about. She said, spank him until he's repentant. Susanna Wesley said, I spank my children until they cry, and I spank them until they cry softly. And that just opened my eyes up to the purpose of discipline. Godly discipline is repentance.
Past their anger. And
past their anger and into a place of submission. And you know, you have to teach your child this. If you'll repent quickly, this thing will get over quickly. Here's the deal. Satan hates your guts. This is what I tell my Satan hates your guts. And he would like for you to get into sin and not repent so that he could sting you.
That's right.
And he
doesn't. He can own you.
He can own you. And like Terry said, he's not trying to break your leg. He's trying to break your neck. He comes to kill, steal,
That's
and
right.
destroy. I guarantee you, if he could do more than steal from you, he would. He's wanting to kill you. Sometimes all he can get away with is stealing or annoying you. If you're strong in faith, you barely even notice him. He's like a fly. You just go on through and you win. But if he wants to kill you, and if we allow him to, he will provide the sting to sin.
Can I read this verse? This is Proverbs 23, 13 and 14. Withhold not discipline from the child. If you strike and punish him with the reed-like rod, and I think that's important,
that's very
too.
Important.
It tells you, you don't hit your kids with a stick.
Or your hand.
No, I love Aubrey's fiance, Cody, his mother, when in desperate, would take off her shoe because it was flexible. She said, you have to be instant in season and out. And she'd just give them quick little paddles with that little shoe.
I think that's why the Lord put like bushes around everywhere.
It was a switch bush. And there is nothing that makes a mental note more than a switch without permanent. Mm-hmm. It's not hurting them. Mm-hmm. It stings like crazy, and it does hurt, but it's not a damaging hurt. But listen to what it says. It says, if you punish the child with the reed-like rod, he will not die. You shall whip him with the rod and deliver his life from hell.
This says physical discipline may well save them from death.
Yeah.
And that says deliver his life from...
From hell. From Hades.
So
the
when
place
you...
place of the dead. And you know that place of the dead?
Teach them discipline.
Teach discipline them. And my children, as they've gotten older, have thanked me.
Yes.
Thank you for disciplining us. Thank you for spanking us. Thank you for not letting me act like that one over there. You know, you know your children have really arrived, crossed over to a mature place, even when they're really still young. And they say, I just want to jerk that child up and give them a spanking because of the way they were acting. It's like, yes, now you know.
Now you know what it's like.
But you can save their life.
What are the alternatives of a child that you won't do what the Bible says, which is spank them, give them a little sting, you know, with the switch or whatever? Well... What if you don't discipline, then they're going to do what the other kids do. They'll get on drugs. They may not live to be a grown up, and all the other bad things that are out there. And this day and hour, sin abounds. And they need to know and be determined and know, I have to stay on this line here. I have to do what my parents tell me because they're saying what they say based on the Word of God. And if I don't, this is what's going to happen.
I mean, that's directing them like an arrow. And, of course, I'm mindful of the smaller kids because mine are so young right now. But even before that, even before you're training them to overcome temptation and all that, it's about what about that children are a gift from the Lord? Mm-hmm. What about that we are actually supposed to enjoy our children?
That's right.
People are not enjoying their children anymore because they're spoiled.
They let
and
them
they're,
do what they want.
They don't discipline them, and then their kids act like little brats, excuse me, but I'm around them all the time at other places, and mine act like that sometimes too. But no, my children are wonderful, but the point is that if you are not disciplining them, like it says you don't love them, well, they're hard to love.
Mm-hmm.
Little children that are acting bratty are not fun to be around anybody, and God wants us to love and enjoy
our children
and have peace in our homes.
And
be able to come over and visit your grandparents
without
fear.
Problem.
Without fear. They're perfect.
Which is Marty, you know, and Marty, the little one, she's the only one that's got little children. And they love to come to my house, and there's something about my house that makes them want to run and scream. They just get, it's a nice large house, and they get in there and they run and they scream and they just think it's so wonderful.
Their voices echo.
They do.
But you know, you have to be led by the Holy Spirit in every part of it, and you always want to be watching in the Spirit to see what you need to say and where they're missing it. Mm-hmm. And you're judging things, you're discerning in your heart, okay, is this, have they repented? Who knows? You can't always go by what's on the outside.
No.
You have, some children don't show anything. No. You've got to know by the Holy Ghost.
And He'll tell you. It was just like that knowing that came up in both of us. But you know, Terry, there are people maybe sitting here watching and they say, well, you know, my kids are grown up, but I'm the one that needs to repent. You know, we have to repent for not walking in the master plan. And this week, while we've been talking, there's no condemnation.
No, the blood of Jesus.
Hey, God, I just know these things.
And if you're an adult, you don't have to get spanked either. Although you may feel like I've been spanked. And that's the way life is when you don't do the Word of God and you don't do things His way. But we just want you to know that God's plan, it's like you just repent of this stuff and He forgives you. It's gone. I was reading the other day in Psalm 32. I just want to read this real quick before we close today. It says, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. Yes, what joys for those whose record the Lord has cleansed of guilt, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. You can start all over today and say, Lord, from this moment, I want to live the master plan. And that quick, He can have you walking in the will of God, and He'll deliver you from the mess you've made. But don't be under condemnation today. That's not from the Spirit of God. Just receive your forgiveness from Him. Just repent. Say, Lord, forgive me. I'm going your way from this day forward. And you'll love walking in the master plan.
Amen.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
And He sent His word to heal you, sent His word to save you, sent His word to fill you, sent His word to love you.
Jump in to the fullness of blessing. Get totally immersed in God's word at the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location, come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. Come expecting an encounter with God. With Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for junior high and high school, there's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.
Well, it's offering day here on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and I have something the Lord's put in my heart to share with you from Galatians chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. For every person who will have to, it's verse 6 and 7. Let him who receives instruction in the Word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support. Do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, or disdained, or mocked, or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap. I love it that these two verses are connected. He says, you need to sow into the life and the source of where your instruction comes, because you will reap from that. It goes on to talk about sowing to the Spirit in order to reap a spiritual result. We've been talking about a lot of things that are natural actions based on spiritual instruction. I believe today that you can sow a seed. This is not trying to buy something from God. This is a spiritual principle that you can sow a seed into the instruction that you have heard this week about raising your children and believe to receive a harvest from God. about and the wisdom of God to do that. So you, the information is right there on your screen for contributing here. You can do it online or other ways. And let us pray over that offering. Father, we thank you.
Lord.
We believe we receive all of these offerings in faith and believe for an abundant harvest, not only financially, but the wisdom of God to raise their children in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to encourage you to get involved in church. It's coming up this weekend, but I want you to connect with that. A wise woman once told me, I took my children to church every time the doors were open because I taught them that is where you go for your help. You go to the house of God.
Amen. Well, happy Mother's Day, all you mothers, and we wish our mother and our grandmother here a happy, Ma dear, a happy, happy Mother's Day. Billy and I'll be back next week, and we're going to be talking about the power of the spoken word. Hallelujah. It's going to be good. Kelly, Marty, Terry, thank you for coming to minister
to
us this week.
Y'all have done a great Sunday. Job. We're going to be on Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. We'll see you then, and remember,
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
As time ticks closer to eternity, will God find faith in the earth? Make sure He finds it in your life. Walk through the open door of faith, victory, and power with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Capture fresh insights, focus your faith, and step into your divine destiny through the word-based teachings of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Gain new perspectives on the key issues of life from the biblical revelations of powerful men and women of God. Take a step toward your victory and be encouraged by the real-life stories of believers as they overcome everyday challenges and experience God's power. Find out how you can be a part of events in a city near you and in places around the world. Check out television broadcast schedules, BVOV radio and webcasting. Find teaching tapes, books, DVDs, CDs, and music for every member of your family. The Believer's Voice of Victory. Transforming lives with the power of God's Word.
Hello, I'm Gloria Copeland. Join Billy Brim and me as we study the power of the spoken word. God gave us the gift of speech and we can use it. We can come into agreement on the Word of God and it will go into our lives and change our world.
Be sure to mark your calendars for these special broadcasts.